Welcome, everyone, to Commissioner's Court today. I'm so glad to see everybody here on this first court of the new year. We also have an addition to our court, and that is our new Commissioner, Matt Gray. Welcome, Matt, on behalf of all of us. Glad you're here.
Thank you, Judge. Looking forward to working with the members of the court and representing Precinct 4. Thank you all for being here.
I think we need to give them a round of applause. What do you think? Thank you, buddy. Glad you're here. All right, as we move forward, is there someone who would volunteer to come forward and to lead us in our opening invocation? Sheriff, if you all stand, please, if you would. Then, Sheriff, if you'd also lead us in the pledges.
If you bow your heads and go to the Lord in prayer with me. Dear Lord and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to come together today. Thank you for this opportunity for us to exercise our freedoms in the greatest country in the world. Thank you, Lord, for the men you have placed on the dais today. May their decisions be wise and pleasing to you. Lord, I thank you for our freedoms. I thank you for our country. I thank you for the first responders that keep us safe day in and day out. I pray all these names, all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you would, put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Let the record reflect that all are present here on the dais today. Do we have a motion to approve the Commissioner's Court agenda?
Judge, just kind of a point of clarification before I think we can move forward with the approval of the agenda. There are two different agendas posted online. If you go to the county website and you download the agenda, you get an agenda with two more agenda items than the actual viewable agenda. So I know we've talked with the county attorney. We just need a little bit of guidance on which of the agendas we're actually going to be adopting.
Okay, yeah, that's the good question. The first thing is, though, is what happened? Jason, you're in charge of the agenda. If you would come forward and tell us.
Good morning, Judge Commissioners. So on Friday, during the posting the agenda, the agenda that was posted originally went over to the clerk's office. The clerks noticed a formatting error in the order, numbered order of some of the agenda items. It's a computer issue. Sent it back over to us. Kimberly in the office was doing the agenda for Friday, which is not a normal thing. Normally it's Jamie. And so she went in and corrected that item. During the time we were correcting the item and then reposting, the clerk's office notified us that one of their items they had placed on the agenda, they'd like to defer off the agenda at that time. So we removed that item at that time and reposted the agenda with the clerk's office, and the copy before you, as well as the online version, is the one that the clerk certified and posted before 5 o'clock on Friday.
So the two items, the N9GO.
So the O was corrected to properly number those items. Those were not affected by any change. The item originally was a consent item that got moved into open during the agenda review from the clerk. The open clerk's item is the one that was removed from the first draft that you may have saw, Commissioner, to the one that's now published online.
Okay. And so we're going to move on the agenda that is the viewable agenda.
Yeah, not only the viewable, but the one that's also stamped and as received.
One is posted.
Yes, sir. If you need a new copy, I can make sure to have it for you.
Very good.
All right. Any more discussion about that?
No, and when we get to those items, we'll reference the downloadable form because they have different backup attached to them. So when we're approving it, we can make sure that we say which is the downloadable and which one is the actual stamped agenda.
The downloadable one now should match the one that's stamped.
It does not.
It does not.
That's another glitch in the system.
Yeah, it does not. Yeah. So the viewable is different from the download.
I'll have to get with Agenda Quick on that. That should not affect once they republish. So.
Okay, so if everybody's clear here, it's this agenda that we're looking at right here, and it's the one that's posted on our court.
So the one I would like for someone to make a motion, I would like someone to make a motion to approve the agenda, which was time-stamped at 4:32 p.m. and posted by 5 p.m. on 1/6/23.
I'd like a new copy. This is
I'll make sure you get one.
And why don't we all get new copies so we can work on the same agenda?
I got the one that's 4:32 and 5 p.m.
Should be the one that we placed on your diet this morning.
Yes.
I'll double check.
I have one.
I just want to make sure that we're in the right
agenda. I have the right one.
Right.
So is that the one everybody's going to get?
Yes. Everybody should be working from the same agenda, which is the one that has been stamped by the county clerk. And thank you.
Okay, so it's one that says time 4:32, posted 1:23, and then 5 p.m. That's the one, correct?
Yes, Judge.
That's the one you want the motion on?
Yes.
I move.
Thank you.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Second.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you all. Let's move forward. Are there any citizens who are here today who would like to make any comments on any item that's either on the consent agenda or the open agenda? If there is, if you could please remember a few things. Number one, that it needs to be something on the consent or open agenda. We have another time at the end for general comments, if you would like to make general comments about something not on the agenda. The second thing is, it is a 3-minute limit. And we will keep a timer on that. And the third thing is that in the event that you want to hand something to us, please ask permission from the dais before you move forward. So is there anyone here, any citizens, who would like to make any comments at this time?
We need.
All right. If there are none, then let's move forward. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the 13th and the 20th under County Clerk?
Move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, let's move on to the consent agenda. I would like to make a change to the consent agenda, and it's on page 6 of 9 under Human Resources. And it is 9I1. I'd like to pull to the open number 19 of that list. There needs to be a correction that's made per Doty. He's asked me to do that. Are there any other amendments to the agenda that you'd like to make?
Yeah, I have several. I'd like to move to open 9E3 on page 4 under purchasing.
Okay, hold on just a second. 9E3.
Yeah, 9E3 on page 4 under purchasing. Then 9G1A on page 5, 9K3 on page 6, and then I would
9K
like,
what? 3?
Yeah, number 3. Then on page 7, 9M1, that's 9M1. And lastly, 9N1 on page 7. So M1 and N1.
Okay. Let's just take a look at these here for just a second, Commissioner, if you bear with us. Make a note here. Purchasing, number 4. And then page 5 is 9G1A. Okay, page 9K3, and page 6 was the next one?
Yep.
So, for clarification for the clerk?
3, yes.
Can I read these back real quick? So the consent agenda would be pulled 9I1, number 19, 9E3, 9K3, 9G1A, 9M1, and 9N1. Commissioner, did I say that right?
And 9G2A.
9G2A as well. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's move forward on this then. 9E3, purchasing number 4.
9G2A is not.
We need a motion.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry.
There you go.
Are there any other changes to the agenda? If there are none, to have a motion to approve the consent agenda with the changes. I'll move. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Let's move forward, and let's start off, first of all, with the one we started with, 9I1. Jody, if you'd come forward and share with us what we're doing there.
Good morning. Please replace number 19 in the court packet so to correctly reflect the reason for the PCR and the date.
Move.
Have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 9E3, purchasing. Gilbert.
Gilbert, we don't need to read the entire item. I'm just unfamiliar with the term domestic preferences for procurement.
Yeah, we were too. That's why it's on.
Yeah, if you could explain what that is to all of us so we know what we're voting
on. So when using federal funds, especially with the General Land Office, there are considerations that the contractors need to make to buy products made in the United States for that particular project. And if they cannot find those products, they just need to document that and let us know.
So that's all it is. Could not find the products domestically.
And then we would have to tell them, yes, you can. And so it's just not a rubber stamp when they come back and say we can't find it. They'd have to prove it up. So
perfect. My comment would be, and obviously it'd be the will of the court, not just me, but when items like this occur that are out of the ordinary, it'd be better to put it on open so we can have a discussion about what it is we're voting on.
All right. Yes, sir.
Move.
Second.
If a motion is second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. 9K3, page 3, under County Judge. Consider and approve a resolution approving the financing by the New Hope Cultural Education Facilities Finance Corporation of health facilities located within Montgomery County. Authorize County Judge Mark Keogh to sign resolution on behalf of the Commissioner's Court. Approval does not obligate or place the county into any liability or indebtedness associated with the transaction. This is an item that we approved last year as well. A New Hope Cultural Foundation proposes on behalf of the town of New Hope, Texas, to issue its bonds or notes with a certain maximum amount. And because they preside, a portion of them resides in our county, the skilled nursing facility in Montgomery County in the Woodlands Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, located at 4650 South Panther Creek in Spring, that is in our community, and local government code requires that since it's in our area that although there's no exposure to us at all, that we sign off basically that we know what's going on and that they have a number of these around the state.
Yes.
One, so that's what this is about.
I wasn't aware of it until it was on the agenda being in precinct 3. And number 2, do we have to use the word approve the financing, Amy? Can it be consider or accept or acknowledge? Because I have not reviewed the financing in a manner in which I would feel comfortable approving it.
I think it's approving the resolution. So,
I'm sorry, Amy, speak up.
I think it's approving the resolution. So you can, if you would like to, since it's pulled to open, you can take a vote on changing the resolution to accept.
I think it'd be better for us to accept it than approve it, being I haven't even seen the financing.
Well, okay. I mean, if you want to change the wording, then we can make a motion with the change the wording. That's not a problem. It was on the backup, so there was plenty of time for everybody to look at it.
Are we talking about every or it says approve on the whole agenda?
No.
Just on this one item here.
No, it has to do with these. So sometimes when they have it, they have a notice.
You're talking about this item?
Yeah, just
that one item.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
So what would it say?
Just say consider and
acknowledge
a resolution. Approving, because we are approving the finances of it, we're required to by the government code, and to, although it has no exposure to us in any form or fashion, which is said here, and it's also said in the exhibits, which were also made available to everybody as we began.
Yes, but there's no detailed financing information in there. It's...
Well, okay, but regardless of what the financing...
I'm just making a point that the financing is different.
Let's just change it. That's easy enough to do, and let's just move on.
Sounds good.
All right, we have a motion and a second. BD?
This is not a packet we had seen before. Generally, on these these were routine resolutions that we've done several times. I'm not their bond attorney. I do not know if it's going to, the failure to approve
right.
may or may not affect their bond package or their bond. So you may see, if you change it, you may see it back. They may request us to do it again, just to let you know, because I don't know if it's going to affect their bond financing
yeah,
or not.
If we change the word approved to what the commissioner has suggested, that would cover us, would it not, or wouldn't it?
I'm not sure. Again, I'm not their bond attorney. It may very well, because I think
I think it says approve.
My surmise or educated guess is that it will affect it. They will probably send it back and ask us to approve it, because I think that's what the statute requires.
Let me do this. First of all, let me just say a couple things. One, we did this last year, and here's a copy of the last one that we did. If you'll read the resolution, all the things attached to it, it shows us where there's no liability to us. But in the spirit of transparency and making sure everybody's in the loop on this, why don't we table this to our next commissioner's court? Are you okay with that?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Let's table it to the next commissioner's court. All right, let's move on. The next one is 9M1 on page 7.
And that one, I just wanted to get an idea of what building maintenance planned on doing and what the cost was.
So I can speak to this one a little bit.
For the elections office?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where is Tim?
Or Robbie?
Or Rob? Or whoever? Yeah, that's fine.
These guys are trying to take a storage closet. We're going to close up a door, open up a door. We're using the materials that we're ripping out to make the new door, a couple pieces of sheetrock to close it back up and paint it. Taking
a
storage room to an office.
Item.
Yeah.
It's there where all the storage.
In that back area back
on
there.
On that west side of the building.
Yeah.
Will this give, how much more room will it give them? I know that
I think they're
they
one
need
more,
space
one more office
over in that office.
They may
sure.
put two in there, but I think it's one.
And the more stuff we have stored over at the warehouse should free up space for them to get office space.
Well, I would imagine you'll see them come back for the warehouse to change that space for what you're talking about for their growth.
For the benefit of this, though, in terms of the financing of it, there's no, it says right here, no additional
no,
funding.
It's
not enough to cover the whole thing.
It's not enough to matter.
Good. Move.
All right. We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 9N is in Nancy, page 7.
Yes. And Jason, just a question on the grant itself.
Yes, sir.
As you know, Hurricane Harvey was in 2017. Do we anticipate being able to wrap this project up by this November deadline, or is this?
This was not our request to extend. This was the GLO's request to extend, based on their capability of handling the grants that the CBD that's come down from HUD. So yes, I mean we're moving right along. We're the only county in the state that's used this grant to purchase out flooded homes. Everyone else has still not even executed their first purchase. We've done 40.
Is there anything more you need to be successful in this? Because I know it's a big help every time we buy one of these homes out. It literally saves lives and
resource-wise, no. I mean these take long time because there's so many check marks we have to check off and go down the list to purchase. I mean we have a number of homes that have received offer letters just before Christmas that this will fall under. So, we'll continue to do is do them until we run the funds out. The GLO will likely continue to extend under federal guideline because they have they're not meeting their end of the obligation with other counties. So.
Well, I know y'all have done a good job on this. And next court, could you give us an update on how many homes we bought out, how much of the grant we've used?
I can off of memory right now, and I'll bring back an item next court. Like right now, the office currently is managing a little over $76 million in grants, After the court's approval of the HGAC grants and the other HUDMIT grants that are coming down the pike, we'll be at $200 million in grant management over the next few years from that office. The court blessed us with that new position that we're actively interviewing for right now to help in the disaster recovery section, because it's one person right now doing this with the help of the rest of us in the office backing her up. So,
but
it's
even
a,
with
it's
that,
a
Jason,
monumental
we're,
task.
We're the only county that's been able to do this.
Under the Harvey, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of the other counties like Harris are doing things, but they were a direct recipient. Mm-hmm. We're a sub-recipient. And so under the direct recipient, they're moving, but they still haven't executed closings as fast as we have, even as a direct recipient. So,
okay. Yeah. It's been well executed so far.
All right.
Appreciate
we have a motion
it.
To approve.
Yes, move.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Nine G one, precinct one, A. Nine G one A, page 5 of 9. Consider and approve transferring.
Yes. Last time we were here, we were talking about the movement of two deputies from Constable Gable's office to Constable Cash's office, and Constable and I were not able to see not only where the PCRs are for those two individuals, but when they're going to move. He was visiting with one of the deputies that are moving tomorrow, or he was visiting with him yesterday in anticipation he's going to move and doesn't have a date. And now it looks like Constable 2's involved, so Constable and I are just wondering.
We did pull the PCRs. We pulled the PCRs because we were notified by Commissioner Walker's office that they were going to be possibly transferring from not to Constable Precinct 1, but to Constable Precinct 2. The effective date of those PCRs we pulled was 1/21, so they weren't effective yet. So we thought that once the agenda item is, if it's approved today, then we'll redo those PCRs with them moving to the correct position and the correct constable's position. But just know the budget office, we did pull those PCRs off the court packet.
So the constable he needs to know, you know, when to hire and replace deputies that are going to be pulled off the street. And he hasn't been given a date. So 1/21.
We expect 1/21 if the agenda item passes today.
Now, which we approve.
These deputies are not on Constable 1's payroll.
No, they're Constable 2's deputies. I mean,
they're
Constable 3's deputies.
They're on my payroll currently.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yes.
You want to come up and?
Yeah, if you come up to the dais, Constable, or up to the microphone, if you would, please, for the record. Constable Gable.
Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner Nowak, thanks for bringing this up. So there has been some confusion speaking originally with Commissioner Walker. We talked about two of my personnel going to do operations, weights and measure work, that the commissioner would be funding out of his office, two positions. Basically, that's all I've heard about. I'm still employing these two deputies. We are going to need to look at hiring. So come January 21st, is that a cutoff date for these two deputies? Or
if the agenda item passes today,
yes.
those deputies will be transferred effective January 21st.
Okay.
Which will open those two positions for you back.
Okay. Does that work with you, the 21st?
I think that's great, Commissioner. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions? We're clear on this then. These two deputies move from your office to somewhere with Commissioner 1.
In Precinct 1, yes.
Yes. So I believe last night we received some information regarding our two deputies from Precinct 2 Constable's office. So we're good to go.
They're going to Precinct 2?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. We found that out yesterday as well.
Very good.
Oh.
All right, so I'll move
right.
on that then. Assuming two deputies leave your office as of the 21st, now you know when you can hire.
We can hire two more.
All right, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, that covers our consent agenda items. Yes. All right, if we move to our open.
Wait,
which one am I missing?
9G2A.
And that one needs to be, we can just move on that. That's, that was...
Hold on, so what is it about?
What is it? 9G2A. Oh, well, it's something we can discuss in executive session as well. It was just commentary that I've addressed with the commissioner about, one, building maintenance, you know, spent the greater part of 2 years in Precinct 4 renovating.
Oh, 2B. That's 2B.
It's 2A on...
That's considered approved accepting resignation.
On the old one.
On the agenda that you...
Right.
View and download.
Okay, but you made a motion to approve.
Yes.
All right, we have a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
5G2A ain't the same as yours.
No.
Right.
That's a problem with the agenda. That's the third issue that we've identified. I don't know how many other issues there could be with the agenda, just to point that out.
So what are we voting on?
Just approving what's on the agenda.
The remodel.
The 9G2A
approve the remodel project.
Is to approve the board members
Did you say 9G2A, consider and approve accepting the resignation?
Yes.
That's what mine says, too.
No, mine says consider and approve the remodeling project.
Which is yours,
sir? Precinct 4.
It says approve, consider and approve the...
But you made the one I worked
okay.
Two board members for ESD 6.
Yeah, okay.
So,
Judge, so the... Based on the way we approve the consent agenda,
yeah,
and based on the agenda that we're using today,
right.
2B, consider and approve the remodeling project, was approved during the consent agenda. What I need now is a motion on 2A, which is to consider and approve accepting the resignations from Montgomery County Emergency Service District Number 6 board members. Can someone make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
A motion and a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries.
Now everything on the consent agenda has either been deferred or voted on.
Thank you for keeping this straight. I mean, I appreciate that so much. All right. Is there anything else on that, gentlemen? All right, then let's move forward. Commissioners, item number 10, Precinct 2. Commissioner Riley.
We need to appoint a representative or delegate for the HDAC Board of Directors and an alternate. And I bring this, but I also have a solution for that. We'll nominate Judge Kehoe to be the board member of the HDAC board and Commissioner Matt Gray as the alternate.
Move.
I'll second.
Yeah. I'd be honored. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
You.
All right.
Judge, you'll do great.
Commissioner?
Lots of fun.
It's so much fun. All right. We have a motion, a second. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you all so much. All right. At this time, we're going to move to the executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D, Articles 551.072, 551.074. We thank you all for being patient, and we'll be back in a little bit. All right, thank you all. I'm going to resume here. There are no actions to be taken from our executive session today. Next item on the agenda, item number 13, are there any citizens who would like to make any comments about any topic that might be of interest? If there are none, then do I have a motion to adjourn? Move. You have a motion? Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Have a great day.